Welcome to the Burgundy Boys podcast, a show dedicated to our fantasy football league as we continue our journey to obtain the coveted Burgundy jacket. I'm Mackenzie Smith, joined tonight by Colton Sullivan, Logan Wells, and Scary Harry himself. Week 7 is in the books. How's it going tonight?
It's going good.
Well, you know, I've got one of those. Got one of those too. If there we go. So
let's get a group wide celebration going here.
Listen, it's no celebration.
I hear that. I'm having a Coke, just a regular Coke, because I don't drink too much anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, we forgot about that.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
Well, I'm drinking your beer here, Hayden, yeah. So that's okay.
I'll get there you back.
Go. Just drink it for him. No, hey, yeah. I was gonna bring up. Do any of you guys listen to this twice? Perhaps do you just love it so much that you listen to it more than once?
It's funny you ask that, because today I had to drive all over God's creation. I actually listened to some past podcasts from last year to get some extra Scary Harry motivation. So yes, I have listened to it, and it was funny. And I'm glad you bring this up, because I think Jay Bell called me the Nostradamus of trades at one point last year, because looking back, y'all talked about how stupid that original trade was when I traded Patrick Mahomes for, I think, LeSean McCoy and Tariq Cohen.
Oh, yeah. We destroyed you for several weeks.
And eventually, in one of the podcasts, you're like, well, Colton, I think it's time for me and you to eat some crow here.
Yep. I remember that. And we were openly wrong.
Right. So the reason I bring that up is because, you know, we come on here and mess around, and we do this specifically for our league. There's at least 30 to 40 people that listen to this thing a week. And I don't understand.
That's kind of scary.
That's impressive.
I'm scared.
I don't listen to it. I haven't listened to any episode more than once this year. From this season,
I don't listen to it when I'm on it. So you can subtract me.
I was like, either everybody's listening to this thing multiple times, or there are legitimate people that are somehow listening to this.
Hey, so, if you're out there, we appreciate it.
Do we though? do people need this inside look into our lives?
In the words of Marshawn Lynch, thanks for asking.
Yeah, if you listen to can't get you rate the podcast and leave a review.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should do that. I'd be interested to see.
It's 5 stars right now. I think it's got like 1 5-star. Someone has clicked no review, but this is a 5-star show, man.
If you're still listening at the end of this, drop us a comment that says lit window.
I swear that we could do just as good of a job as some of these hog sport talk shows up here. Some of them are just garbage.
Well, they're used to not having anything to talk about. But yeah, we were talking about things this week, pickups, nothing really. Unless you guys want to talk about this trade, this great trade that
there was a trade that went down. You're up.
That went down.
Firstly,
so, yeah.
Let me get this off my chest, guys. I'm furious that a player that I drafted and gave up on too early could have been turned into Lamar Jackson. I've had Chase Claypool on my team, gave up on him too early. I had Rob Gronkowski on my team, gave up on him too early. I was given Justin Jefferson in a trade, the one where I got James Conner, and I immediately dropped him because there was somebody on my bench I wanted to keep. And those are three players that are starting now, and Tom Brady. So, you know, just not my year, man.
Well, I hope that being that premature doesn't creep into other areas of your life.
Well, you know, you got to get on the field to play right now, and there's no games happening.
So. Logan, yeah. The only thing that's going to make it feel even worse is whenever I end up using old AJ Green to give me a good solid trade.
I got a sounder for you for that, Logan.
Straight from Friends, huh? Man.
That's what we need. That would make the podcast a whole lot more. It would make it more funny if
if you were you had the social cue to laugh.
Like, this show was filmed in front of a live audience.
They were all hobos. We gave them a free meal, and they tolerated us.
Yeah, but so I don't. I mean, this it's kind of a one way trade, really. And I definitely don't feel like I lost anything with Lamar. I definitely didn't lose any, you know. And you guys, I am the guy that always preaches, don't draft a quarterback early. And for whatever reason, the past 3 years, I've drafted a quarterback early.
I think that may have something to do with the amount of alcohol.
True. I had Aaron Rodgers 2 years ago, and then I drafted Deshaun Watson last year, and then Lamar Jackson this year. And so, but basically, I am trading a quarterback for a quarterback, so I'm not losing any of that like draft capital. And David Montgomery, who I didn't even draft, who I traded earlier, the first trade of the year was David Montgomery for Marquise Brown, who I don't even know. I think he's on waivers. So it's, I don't know. We'll see.
Nothing wrong with it. I didn't see anything that jumped out about it that made it seem like it was in any way an unfair trade. Everybody sees the obvious that Lamar is struggling in the passing game. He can still run, but I mean that's the obvious that everybody can see.
That's where all the points are coming from is the run. And so if it is it and what got me is the schedule, his schedule coming up. And I took a look at Tom Brady's playoff schedule. He does have a bye week in week 13, but after that, if I make the playoffs, I don't want to be stuck with Lamar Jackson, who is playing poorly with a poor schedule in that situation.
Exactly.
Tom Brady's also putting up the best numbers he has since 2007. I heard that on Sports Radio show today. So
he's almost putting up career numbers at whatever 41, 42 years old, whatever he is.
Well, he's got 12 weapons to throw to, man. Somebody's going to be open.
Yeah. He's got every wide receiver that's ever played in the NFL on the Bucs roster now.
And he's about to have one more.
Mm-hmm.
It was also on my team. So
I could see why you did that one. It made sense for you.
Yeah. Wasn't too hard of a decision. And I think quarterback, you gotta really, just play the game of the quarterback. It's Lamar's going to do well. Is he going to put up 40 points? I don't know. I see Brady having more of a chance to do that going forward than Lamar. And judging with the rest of my team, I'm going to need someone that can really blow up. So let's hope that'll happen.
Yeah, that's the bad spot that I'm in right now. I've got a quarterback that's good enough that there's not any justification for me to pick up another quarterback to stream. So I just kind of ride with Josh Allen on his good weeks and his bad weeks. So,
yeah, but
like anyway, I'm definitely not going to drop him, but I don't want to give up another roster spot to pick up another guy.
Yeah, he's been great, and can also be
equally bad.
Yeah, so or mediocre. All the red. Okay, so that'll put a wrap on just that kind of stuff this week. We have got a live Scary Harry coming at you this week, so. I'm just gonna turn the reins over here to the man himself, and we'll see where it goes.
Volume check for everyone, and if you're around your kids or wife, you might want to step into the next room. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm Scary Harry, going to talk to you about fantasy football this evening, live and on air, with Logan, with Colton, and with McKenzie. Let's get into it. My matchup took the L, 115 to 155. Are you kidding me, Diggins? You bitch all the time, and you put up 155 goddamn numbers? Let's look at it. The Eagles, the motherfucking Eagles. Carson Wentz with 31 points. Byron Scott with 16. The Eagles' defense got 11. Fulgham, that stupid-ass receiver, got 9, got targeted 11 fucking times. My side of the ball, Joe Burrow going off, taking an L to Cleveland, but who cares when he puts up 39 fantasy points? Derrick Henry with 14 continues to be a machine. David Dennis Johnson with 14. But look at my lineup. Odell Torres ACL with 0 fucking points. Darius Slayton with only 3. I moved to 3 and 4. I'm in a pivotal tipping point in this league. Let's move on to the next matchup. Antoine versus Luke. Tom Brady with 44 points, who is off roster. J.E. McKissick with 6 points, and McKinnon with a whopping negative .1 fantasy points. Tyreek Hill, 14 points. Robinson with 9. Other side of the ball, Russell Wilson with 35. 3 touchdowns. 33 completed passes for 388 yards. Adrian Peterson with 3. Jackson with 8. Hopkins with 19. Look at the bottom down there. A.J. Brown with 24 points. The Hot Spring County Dump taking a narrow victory. 123 to 122. Next matchup, the 2014 champ versus TaylorMade. This was a close one that Jay Clark just managed to edge out. 135 to 133. Kyler Murray, the number one fantasy quarterback, and I said it. 43 points. Keenan Drake with 4. Chase Edmonds with 18. Moore with 23. Cooper Kupp with 8.9. Matt Ryan on the other side with only 19. Mike Davis with 6. When is Christian McCaffrey coming back, Antoine? I don't know. Ronald Jones with 10. Devontae Adams with 38. Julio Jones with 13. Deontay Johnson with 24. And Juju with 13. Not enough to get it done, Forrest. Jake Clark takes the victory. Team shit asses versus not feeling good. I just thought you should know. Feeling good, not feeling good. 126 to team shit asses, 122. Taking the victory, Logan. Ascend to greatness. Let's look at the scorecards. Aaron Rodgers bouncing back, playing pissed off, Aaron. Give me that Aaron Rodgers State Farm discount, baby. 35 points. James Conner with 12. Robinson, the Lord and Savior of Logan's team, with 29 points. Tyler Board with 22. Holy shit, I'm out of breath. Jared Cook with 10. Mike Williams with 0.9. Devin Singletary with 5.7. Other side of the ball, Tyler Lockett scored 45 fucking fantasy points. Got targeted 20 times and caught 15 of them sons of bitches for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. Unfucking believable. Stephon Diggs with 7. Will Fuller with 11. That right, boys. Hawkinson with 14. Clyde Edwards-Helaire with 12. And Patrick Mahomes got him 14 points. Final matchup of the week. The Pillow Fighters versus Alvin and the Shitbunks. Ryan Tannehill with 21. Ezekiel Elliott with 5. The Cowboys suck ass now. Woo! Kareem Hunt with 17. Please come back, Joe, please. Robert Woods with 4. Chark with 3. Travis Kelce with 4. David Montgomery with 9. Other side of the ball. Josh Allen with 16. Kamara with 18. Aaron Jones. That's not Aaron Jones. That's Jamal Williams with 19 points. Calvin Ridley with 17. DK Metcalf with 3. Tonyan off roster with 4. Where'd he go? Robbie Anderson with 10. DeAndre Swift with 12. That's been it. That's been fantasy football. That's been Scary Harry. My neighbors are going to call the cops. If you don't love fantasy football, then fuck you.
Oh, man.
My ears hurt.
Okay. That was great.
Everybody take a look over at Zencaster and Scary Harry's audio file.
That was great.
Well, that'll do it. So
I was cold before I started that.
I think we all needed to take a breath. I need to catch my breath after that, just listening to you, man.
Oh, man. A funny note from that was what you said about Tyler Lockett. Russell Wilson threw for 388 yards. and 200 of them went to one receiver.
Well, listen, I sit down.
Straight insanity.
Monday night, all I have left is a defense, or Sunday night, all I have left for Monday is a defense. He needs like 54 points to catch me. And then I could play my defense and maybe win.
He has two players playing.
And he has two players. And yeah, one of them gets hurt, but then you see one, he's going for 45 points. I'm like, well, this has happened to me like three times in late Sunday night / Monday night games this year. And it went with Kittle, Mahomes, and now Lockett. I'm just like, well, what is going on? But I think old Carson going out is why he got the ball so much more. Would have helped him. Well,
DK is over there.
That and the fact that Peterson or whatever, I think it was Peterson, was the guy who was guarding DK, which was their number one corner, which I still don't understand that. If your number one corner is guarding DK, why would he not move over to Lockett, who has just torched you for 100-plus yards by that point already?
Right. You think there'd be a bit of a
– You think that they would make a shift, not just keep the number one guy on the guy who has been targeted twice.
I mean, honestly, but then he would probably go off. I mean,
it's – win one, lose one, whatever, but
they're of the same caliber. But and with that, Colton, I mean, I was open and praying that
I was expecting a lot more out of Metcalf for that, but I'm okay with it. It is what it is. That's that in the words of Scary Harry, that's fantasy football.
Right. And I was thinking that DK was gonna, you know, pull off his 4 points or whatever, and then I'm going to sweep in with David Montgomery and whoever else I had that scored like 3 points and beat you by like one in true Pillow Fighters fashion. But couldn't even do that, man. We're in shambles over here.
Yeah, that was a bad game for the both of us. I know your team is equally capable of the amount of points that we've seen put up out of some of the other ridiculous games this year.
Back in true sense. Be afraid. Get ready.
Did y'all know there's a game right now?
Get ready for the Pillow Fight Curse. There is. The Falcons and the Panthers.
I want to talk about this, Colton. I want gentleman's agreement. Right. No saying good game until the score's final this week. That shit pisses me off. Okay. We ain't doing it. I won't do it.
Don't worry.
Don't you do it to me.
Don't worry, bud. I ain't gonna say nothing to you. I already texted you at the beginning of the week and said that there wouldn't be any strategy talking this week.
Okay.
Term GG to me, it's so. Anytime I see GG, whether I'm playing a video game or fantasy or whatever, it immediately sounds condescending to me.
Yeah, it is a backhanded statement. Like
GG, bro.
It's a backhanded statement.
It sucks to suck. That's what I take when I read that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry you lost, dick.
Yeah, but let's talk about a bonehead. So we've got this.
Boy, have you lost your mind? Because I'll help you find it.
I hope that played. I don't know if that was loud enough.
Oh, it played. It was here.
So,
hey, guess what? It played more than what this player did that got the bonehead.
Oh, yeah, it didn't play negative amount, so.
Ha! Got him!
This player involved in a trade this week, Jerick McKinnon. Let's give a little reasoning for that. What do you guys think?
The reasoning being that it's the San Francisco 49ers, and I think they're going to run with the hot hand. And McKinnon
is the cold hand.
Doesn't seem like he's the guy to get it done. He is the cold hand. Literally.
I just want to point out.
I think
out,
another discussion. Go ahead.
Oh, well, Antoine could have started Hines and he would have got him more points. And Hines was on a bye.
Oh, man.
Yikes. He could have also started your favorite player on his team, Logan, Zach Moss.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say nothing mean about Moss, but I don't like that guy.
Yeah, I think that's the point I was trying to make, is that there could have been other starts here other than the wild card that was the 49ers running backfield right now. There's the word.
Because it seems like the 49ers have like an entire stable of running backs, and they all, to me, appear to be the same player. Like, yeah, you've got they're all small, shifty running backs that are stupid fast whenever they get out in the open field. So I don't really see what differentiates one between the next for them.
Yeah. I just realized we're giving both of these to the same person this week.
It's actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Because Antoine also has the Chiefs D, doesn't he?
Yep. Antoine, it's a wash, bud. You suck and you did good all at the same time.
Sucks to suck and congrats. D, bud.
In addition.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Tom Brady. Awesome. Where did he find that?
No, yeah, yeah, that's true. Brady. That's true. He went 3 for 3.
In my trash can.
Tom Brady went off.
And you know what? They say that the French never win anything. Antoine just got 3 awards tonight. That's something to be proud of.
What was the first one?
He got the bonehead. He got the pickup of the waiver wire pickup, and he got the 500 IQ play, didn't he?
Man, we're just stroking Antoine's ego at this point.
The French invented democracy, though, and some other things.
And French fries.
Did they?
I don't probably not.
I mean, surely. I don't know.
They definitely invented poutine because, you know, Canadians are French. And they might
Canadians are like half British and half French, man. And 100% A. Yeah.
100% A. And sorry. Sorry. Hey.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I'll apologize if you're a Canadian listener and I just offended you, though.
We love Canada. Canadians
are the best. And they have, like, they have the best TV right now. Letterkenny and Schitt's Creek is, like, top of the everything when it comes to television. So, congrats, Canada.
Ice Road Truckers, very good.
There you go. There's another one.
That's in Alaska, Logan.
No, that's part in Alaska. Of Canada, they have to. No, I'm pretty sure you're wrong about that. I'm pretty sure they're taking the supplies to those diamond mines in Canada. I'm pointing my pencil at you.
We may have to consult with the Wikipedia after this.
Yeah.
That boy, so, get on that while we're doing this podcast. That's what all the professionals would say.
Yeah. You look up Ice Road Truckers. It's really important. Matchups, week 8 coming up. Who's playing tonight? Another bit of bias that we did not consider.
The Panthers and the Falcons.
Okay.
And I have one of each player playing tonight.
Ooh. Todd Gurley doing nothing. That's what I like to see. Okay. Well, I'll start it off talking about Forrest and Luke this week. Let's see. Let's pull that up. So, yeah, we already got Forrest, who always appears to have Julio Jones on his team in some way, shape, or form. He's already got 4 for 4 for 85 yards. So this is definitely swaying my opinion a little bit I'm picking this. Coming into it, I was a little bit leaning towards Forrest anyway, and not necessarily due to Forrest having a better team than Luke, but just because his team is looking a little beat up. I see Scotty Miller on here, and that is it's like the Logan, who did you have last week that was like every other week they would do amazing?
I had Mike Williams, and every other week he'll give you 14 and then you get 0.9. That might be who you're thinking of.
Yeah, so that seems to be Scotty Miller right now. We got 16-0-19. So from the pattern, this is not a good week for Scotty Miller, and he's also injured. Devontae Parker beat up AJ Brown with a knee injury. But he's got Russell Wilson, who, you know, is Mr. Unlimited or whatever, and can maybe make that happen. And Luke suffering at running backs. Miles Gaskin, Justin Jackson, not ideal, so I got to give it to Forrest.
I will agree.
All right, I believe Hayden has the next one.
Yeah, my vocals are still recovering a little bit here.
I just remembered what I haven't heard you talking a good yeah. 20 minutes.
But I've got shit. Colton, go ahead. Let me give me another minute or two.
All right, call an audible here. I will be covering the notorious peaceful sleeper protest over here against Team Shitasses. Coming into this game, Antoine has got quite a favorable matchup over Team Shitasses here. And I do see why now, and that is because Jay Bell has not set his lineup. He does have Will Fuller still in there on bye week, so that is definitely subject to change. Obviously, CMC did not make it back in to play tonight, so Antoine is still without CMC. Looking across side to side with matchups, I know that he was the other part of your trade that you got where we did this Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson kind of deal. Wasn't that what it was? Am I not mistaken here?
That is correct.
So I think that I think Lamar is going to actually struggle against Pittsburgh. I know Logan's going to be happy to hear that. Don't really know if he's going to roll with McKinnon again, but it looks like he's going to. If I'm speculating here on who Jay Bell is going to play in the position of Mr. Fuller, believe it is probably going to be he's going to have to do some shifting around. I think he's going to put Lockett up there in his wide receiver slot, and then he will start a running back because that is what Jay Bell has on his bench is running backs. Matchup based, I think it's still going to go to Jay Bell. I think he's going to bounce back this week after getting absolutely upset last week by Logan. I think Mahomes is going to have a great game. They're playing against the freaking Jets. I just now saw that. That's going to be terrible. This is all going to go Jay Bell, in my opinion. Josh Jacobs is needing to bounce back. Raiders are playing Cleveland. I think that's a good game for him. We all saw what Lockett did last week. I don't know if he will. He's definitely not going to have a repeat performance, but I think he will meet his projection there. I'm going to go with Jay Bell on this one.
Okay.
Hayden, I'll go next, give you a little bit more time. I've got the Pillow Fighters versus Team Diggins, back to the old name Team Diggins, stalwart. Looking down the list here, we got some Cowboys and some Eagles on both sides, and they play each other. I like the Eagles players against the Cowboys more than the Cowboys players against the Eagles. Philly's got a decent run defense, so I think they're going to hold Zeke down a little bit. Brady's going to eviscerate the Jazz, but who knows what Wentz does against Dallas. So I'm going to call that a wash. Gurley and Hunt. Gurley's at 0.8 right now. That's not great for him. Probably going to go Hunt there. Robert Woods, Keenan Allen, both pretty solid players. Kenny G, I like him better than Jefferson. Kelsey's better than Waller. I don't know what the red eye next to Jay Rhagor means. Is he on injured reserves?
He's on IR right now. Yeah, he is playing. He's got the IR tag, but he's practicing this week. He's going to play this.
He officially comes off of IR like on Saturday or something like that. I don't know.
So we got something real interesting here. We got two Dollar General Eagles receivers going against each other here. Some bargain bin pickups, and who's going to get the ball? Is it going to be Fulgham or Rager? I don't know. The biggest glaring thing on these two matchups to me is Le'Veon Bell. I don't know who else Diggins would plug in there. I wouldn't start him, man. And he's one of the players I had on my team to begin the season with that I'm glad I don't still have, because the Chiefs are going to turn them running backs into Devin Singletary and Zach Moss. You're not going to know which one, or maybe it's Melvin Gordon and Philip Lindsay is a slightly better version of, which I happen to have running backs from both of those shitty teams. But it's I wouldn't want Bell because he may have a great game, but I want some consistency. To me, in fantasy, you play running backs for consistency, and you play receivers for that boom or bust. And if I'm starting a running back, I want one that's, you know, he may only get me 9 points, but I'll take that 9 versus a receiver may get you 0 or they may get you 20. I don't like the Bell start. Because of that, I am going to pick I think I'm going to pick McKenzie, but only because I think I think the Eagles offense ain't going to get it done. I think everybody's going to expect them to beat the Cowboys, and they're not going to fly. Eagles are going to fall. Eagles fall. So, McKenzie and one.
Here's what I think is funny, though. Le'Veon Bell is playing against the Jets. Would it not be the ultimate slap to Adam Gase's face if Le'Veon Bell came out there and just performed like 2017 Le'Veon Bell?
You're right, and I didn't think about that. So
if he just if he just came out and just straight dookied on this man's chest and just ran the ball like
he better call O'Dell if that's going to happen. He likes that. Dookieing on chest.
You know, with Lev Bell, I think you're getting exactly what is predicted here. I think you're getting a solid 10 and probably no more, no less. I think Clyde is also maybe a little bit more, maybe 12. But that's what's happening there right now.
I think the Chiefs passing game is going to be not as existent in this game. I think you'll see a little less from Kelce and a little less from Tyreek. And I think they're just going to see what they have in Le'Veon Bell and Clyde and just see what they can do with running backs, whether they're running the ball or passing to running backs.
Yep. So Logan is going the opposite direction there. So Hayden, you good? You gargled your Listerine or whatever. You feeling?
Yeah, we'll go through this here. I've been looking at it for a minute, and if my voice cracks, it's just going to be part of it because that's the price I pay to do scary here. Aaron Rodgers in Minnesota. I like this game to be a shootout. Don't have to worry about weather in Minnesota. Or this is at Green Bay, so scratch that. But regardless, I still think this will be a high-scoring game, which Logan will benefit from having Thielen and Aaron Rodgers. I think two great games from both of those individuals. Having some insight right now, Ridley and Anderson are both very quiet, but the game's still very early. If they stay trending down, obviously Logan's chances raise a lot. But the main thing I like about Colton's lineup here is his two running backs compared to Logan's two. And not going to rub salt in Logan's wound on a running back situation, but he has Robinson on the bench, who has been like one of the best fantasy running backs in the league this year, if not the best.
He's like numbered six, I think. But for somebody I got for free, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was going to guess top five.
I have the number one and the number three. But the number three is probably not going to be playing.
Regardless, you have the backup.
Yes.
But James Conner goes against the Ravens. I like Pittsburgh to win that game, but I don't know if it's going to be very high scoring. I think it might just be just very low scoring, just a brawl throughout. He's got Melvin Gordon. Is Phillip Lindsay questionable?
Well, that's a revenge game, so that was a Melvin Gordon start anyway. I don't know what I'm doing with those two guys. Do I just play both of them? I don't know.
I mean, that was what you did last year with Galladay and Jones Jr., and sometimes it paid off. So, I mean, it's not the most outlandish thing to think about just playing both of them and seeing what happens.
5-8 record, baby.
I'll wrap it up by saying this. If Logan's two flex spots get 30 points combined, Logan will win this game as long as he has decent production everywhere else, not accounting for zeros. But if he doesn't get good flex production – and the running back positions don't come out, even with Riven and Ridley and Anderson having not so fantastic games at the moment, I still think Colton's team's too strong to overcome that deficit.
I have shaky options, and he has reliable options, and that doesn't bode well in my favor. I'm Riverboat Ron playing Nelson Aguilar. That's a huge reach.
Well, I'll say this, Logan. Michael Thomas practiced today. So it may be time.
It needs to be time. He's been saving himself for marriage, and we're really tired of waiting. And we need to get rolling.
That was one thing that I did look at today. I was just curious because I know you and I have talked a lot about the Michael Thomas struggles, but I've not actually like sit down and looked at it. He has had 3 points.
I know
this entire season. So like, I didn't even realize that. I did not realize that he's essentially been inactive since game one.
He's been worse than Saquon, even though he has a chance to be better because he can come back. Saquon has at least got more points so far.
Yeah, that is just bad luck at a number one pick is what that is.
I think Michael Thomas is turning into the new Antonio Brown.
I would agree with that. Yeah,
he's just way more quiet about it. He does more team punishment than he does self-punishment by opening his mouth.
He'll stick around longer, though. Yeah. He's younger, though, than AB was when AB started. AB played for like 9 years. Thomas hasn't been in the league that long.
Let's hope you don't put him in your lineup this week and that doesn't turn into another Logan premature decision.
Logan's
premature decision.
All in all, Colton's teams, he's got really easy decisions, solid team. Logan's going to have to make the perfect decisions in order to win.
Well, Sleeper hates me. I think I have the lowest projection I have seen at the start of a week. 18% chance to win at the start of a week is garbage.
Well, we'll see. So Hayden's going with Logan. We got him, or Hayden's going with Colton. My bad. My words don't mean anything. Matchup of the week this week: Scary Harry versus Jay Clark. It's a tight one right now. Do you guys have? Oh, we got DJ Moore not doing a whole lot, so that's evening out the percentage here. Predicted 114 for Jay Clark, 110 for Scary Harry. We got you here. Why is this one so important to you this week?
I'm fighting just to stay above water and to give myself a chance, similar to last year. And a loss here really puts me behind the gun. So it's a must win this week. And if Diggins would lose, that would also help me. So I'm rooting for you this week.
Oh, let's go.
Definitely.
All right. Well, taking a look at it, just glancing matchup wise, you seem to be in the clear in most cases here as to positive matchups.
The one that's glaring me in the face the most is your running back positions, Aiden. I think Henry and Henderson are both going to have very good days against their matchups. Cincinnati's defense is not good.
Miami is Miami, and Daryl Henderson appears to be the guy again if Sean McVay will not be indecisive. Got tons of work last week and good matchup. So you're right, Colton. Those two are looking good. Rob Gronkowski lately, who I don't know if he did wrestling for a little bit or what he was trying to do, but is now back in full force in a relevant tight end. Set to have a good week against the Giants.
This is also to point out David Johnson on bye. Nick Chubb should be returning week 10 from what I've read, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you can't.
Go
on, sorry.
I was just saying, so I'm happy to skate by with what I have starting at running back this week with those two guys on the bench.
Yeah.
You're catching the 2014 champ on a good week. He's got some good players on bye here. Terry F1, McLaurin's out. Chase Edmonds is out. And Kyler Murray is out. So he's missing some firepower here. And if Chase Claypool has a last week Chase Claypool game, I think you can win this game, especially when you look at all the green that's on your side of the matchup board versus his side. I mean, he's got y'all both got pretty favorable matchups. But
the one thing that really sticks out against Jay Clark is him having to start CeeDee Lamb at this point.
Because the Cowboys have got him for a while.
Yeah, he was great whenever Dak was there.
When Dak was there, yeah.
Whenever Dak was still slinging the ball for 400 yards a game. Yeah, CeeDee Lamb was great. All Cowboys receivers were great.
Count them, one, two quarterbacks. Yeah, we can call it irrelevant now.
Yeah. I think that CeeDee Lamb suffers a lot with Dak not being there, and he suffered even more when Dalton was there, and now you've got DiNucci, or I think is who they're rolling with now.
I'm actually really impressed that you know that.
That was just because I read something today about it, because they actually signed another quarterback in typical Jerry Jones fashion. Instead of going after somebody who is, I don't know, maybe a current quarterback, or somebody who is like Fitzpatrick, who just, you know, essentially lost his starting job.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Why would they not do that?
They signed a guy who got released from the New York Giants practice squad at the beginning of this year.
Was Uncle Rico? Yeah.
And then they also signed a guy who has been playing in the CFL for like the last 3 years. And he used to be a Cowboys practice quarterback or something.
Is it Laundry like, Jones? I think
Brandon Allen. Bring on Brandon Allen.
No, it wasn't Brandon Allen or Landry Jones. Gilbert or something, I think, is the guy's last name. And then they also signed in Rush Cooper is what the guy is the most recent one.
Well, sure.
And, I mean, I don't understand the front office of the Cowboys. Like, they're re-signing guys that they kicked off their team like anywhere from 2 to 4 years ago. Like, if they weren't good enough then, what in the hell makes you think they're going to be a valid replacement right now whenever your rookie that you took in the seventh round can't throw the ball either?
You know, and another thing that is hurting Jordan is Dalvin Cook, who sat in week six, bye week, and then coming off a groin injury. And, you know, he's questionable now, and he's a limited Thursday participant in practice. But what's concerning about that is you think back to last year in Dalvin Cook, and what was it? It was a groin, wasn't it? Or something. And they rushed him back and rushed him back and rushed him back. And I don't know that Dalvin Cook ever was fully healthy. And I'm wondering if that is a similar issue to right now, is if they and I wonder if they learn from that and if they even play him this week. It limited on Thursday. That's the biggest red flag for me on Jordan's team.
That's one reason that I've steered clear of Dalvin Cook for all of the years that he's been, you know, a good running back in the NFL. Whenever he's healthy, he's great. But the guy just seems like he's really injury prone. And that's one reason why I've never actually actively sought after him in draft or trades or anything like that.
In addition to that, McKenzie, Joe Mixon did not practice today. He's actually listed as second on the depth chart.
Yeah, I knew he had an injury, and I didn't see that until now that he didn't practice at all. And so,
second. So Jay Clark could be potentially starting Dobbins and Madison. If it comes down to this, because that's his only two other running backs, because Drake and Edmonds are both on bye, and Drake is out.
That's a big yikes, man. I think you've got this one in the bag. There's no question for me on it.
Well, I'm going to knock on wood, because that's very similar to some Diggins voodoo.
Well,
I'm going to say
it's meant with.
I want Hayden to lose because I don't want Jay Clark's already out of reach with a 5-2 record. So I'm going to pick Jay Clark to win.
The
little fancy playoff projection percentage chances thing has Jay Bell, McKenzie, Colton, and Jay Clark all with 92% or higher chances to make the playoffs. Then everybody else is like 53, 49, 41, 35, 17, and 11% chance. So we got four people who've just about clinched playoff berths, and then we got six people fighting for two spots. So go 2014 champ.
Go 2014 champ.
I like that, yeah.
I'm going to go with the 2019 champ.
Oy.
That's got to be your new team name this week.
Yeah, it's 2014 champ and the 2019 champ battling head to head here.
I need to do that right now. Let me see here. That's a good idea, boys. I was going to ask y'all while we're speaking about this matchup. I was kind of taking a play or a page out of the old Sullivan playbook in the two tight end set this week.
You know, that completely went past me because I did not notice Trey Burton there. But I very sneakily wanted Trey Burton this week, but I didn't really want to pay for him until I saw what he might or might not do. And I missed out on it because I saw it after something else that I didn't get.
What's the deal with him? Why is everybody going nuts over him? Did Jack Doyle and Mo Alley Cox just fall off a cliff and they don't exist on the team anymore? What happened?
Well, I think it's because Jack Doyle is 87 years old, and Mo Alley Cox is. I think he's hurt. Yeah, and he has tiny hands.
Baby hands, Jack Doyle. I
was going to say, I also really liked Trey Burton whenever he was with the Eagles. That was where my knowledge of Trey Burton came from. But I do know what he is good at. And I think that with old Captain Rivers instead of Captain Andrew Luck out there slinging the ball around, I think he stands a good chance.
That's crazy.
So I'll be the naysayer with that pick, the Trey Burton pick. I think you probably hit up the waiver dollar bin and possibly find someone with a little bit more upside than another tight end this week. But I do not.
We'll see. He does. He has one on his bench with a lot of upside. And that would be Cole Beasley. I think he's got more upside than Slayton does. But the Giants are just bad. I got Sterling Shepard, and I really don't feel good about it because I wanted to pick him up. But at the same time, I'm like, man, the Giants just freaking suck.
It'd be like Tyreek Hill playing for Bismarck.
Hey, you watch your mouth out there, bud.
No, you can say what you want. it's fine. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. But ballsy move, I hope it works out for you.
Be like Tyreek Hill playing for the Sparkman spark plugs or whatever y'all were.
Yeah, well, there's a few days that I can change it. But people have been high on Burton.
They have.
We'll see. That's my question mark. Everything else I like.
All right. Final call here for the matchup of the week. I'm going with Hayden.
I will also go Hayden.
I'll go Jordan Clark.
All right. You heard it here. Predictions are made.
My name is now the 2019 champ.
There it is.
Versus the 2014 champ.
All right. Well, it's about time to put a bow on it this week. What do you guys think? Any final thoughts on week 7 creeping on into week 8?
Nothing on my end.
Put the Steelers-Ravens game on TV, NFL. Do the right thing.
Yeah, nobody wants to watch the Chiefs and the Jets. Just put a more interesting game on.
Would you want to watch Chuck Liddell beat me up on a Saturday? Because that's what you're going to watch. It's totally not even a good matchup.
Yeah, it is going to be rough.
I'd almost rather watch women's basketball.
Almost, Scotty. That was the key. That was the key word. That's my final thoughts are going to be just GG Diggins, and we'll see where that takes us. I'm going to watch an Eagles game this week, and it's
consider yourself lucky.
that's where I'm at. So anyway, I think that's going to do it. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Colton, Hayden, and Logan. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.